As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me tonight, I've got Mark Schindler. Mark, what's up?
Andrew, I'm really good, man. Tonight's games were absolutely wonky, but we got some good ones, so I'm psyched to dive in, man.
They were weird. It was a weird night. We're going to start in Houston, where the Rockets blast the Lakers in overtime. Jalen Green went off. He had 10 of his 32 points in overtime. In fact, the Rockets only missed one shot in overtime. They went 7 of 8 from the field, 5 of 5 from 3. Mark, what stood out to you about Jalen Green with his career-high 32 points?
Yeah, I tweeted out about 2 minutes into overtime, just, wow, man. That's all I had. I mean, They absolutely blitzed the Lakers. Jalen continues to play really well. He's been awesome over the last month. His space creation just continues to pop. He's found a little bit more pacing and rhythm. He was smothering himself a lot with his athleticism earlier in the year, and I feel like he's really found more of a balance. And that's part of why it popped tonight. He was huge in the fourth quarter, not just in overtime. Getting to his pull up, it just continues to really impress as a rookie.
Yeah, he just plays with a speed that really nobody else on the court did at all tonight. Like he really popped off the screen as he was getting to the basket, and he finished in multiple ways. And I mean, he's really showing his scoring prowess, as did Alperen Şengün, who had his career high 21 points, 14 boards. What did you see from the other rookie on the Rockets?
It's just good to see him get more minutes. He's been logged behind Christian Wood much of the season. They've started together a little bit, but the last two games with Christian Wood out, he's looked really good, man. Like, I think that he's obviously got some stuff he's got to clean up. Like, he got blocked at the rim twice towards the end of the game. That's been an issue for him this year. But, you see the vision with him. He's really able to just bully guys other than LeBron at the rim.
Right.
Really, really fun player. I'm very interested to see how things look. I think that they've done a much better job incorporating him with the rest of the team now that he's playing more minutes, but TBD for sure.
Yeah. 40 minutes for him tonight, plus 6. You just got to play him more. You just absolutely have to. On the other end, the Lakers played pretty well. Westbrook played well tonight. I mean, that's the guy that everybody's watching after his press conference a couple of days ago. That's the guy that everybody's looking at. He actually hit a nice mid-range jumper to get the game. I think they were tied at 120, but just not enough from the Lakers. And it's understandable with how hot the Rockets were in overtime, but still just not enough.
Yeah. I mean, I think this was probably Russ's best game in what, like a month or two? He was flying around off the ball defensively, had a really nice block towards the end of the game that helped keep them, you know, to get into overtime. I'm there with you. LeBron was just off tonight. I thought defensively, other than that one moment, you know, blocking Şengün and some moments in the fourth quarter, he was, you know, a little bit listless defensively. One for 9 from 3, and the only 3 he hit was in overtime to stymie that run. Honestly, I felt the Rockets played pretty good defense on him, you know, just considering. But overall, yeah, not a great game from LeBron. And Melo just got picked apart in overtime. To be fair, like, you know, expecting what, 36, 37 year old Melo to be a stopper in overtime in an important game is, you know, it's asking a lot, but that's what happens when he's out there closing games for you.
Yeah. And after the game, Jalen Green said that that was their game plan, was to get Melo in like isolation situations and just attack him. And they did that over and over again.
Yeah.
Let's go to Detroit, where the Chicago Bulls really pull this one out with their aggression in the fourth quarter. They won 114 to 108. What stood out to you about the way that the Bulls attacked the Pistons there in the fourth quarter?
DeMar, man. DeMar was awesome in this game. I don't want to say that they were sleepwalking through the game, but it just kind of felt like it hit a point in the fourth quarter where DeMar's like, okay, I'm taking over. We're going to win this game. Got to the line, I think six or seven out of his 13 times came in the last 3 or 4 minutes. He really just made a concerted effort. Okay, I'm going to get to the rim. I'm going to get to my shots. As we've seen throughout the year, I mean, he finished with 36 tonight and almost felt like light work for him. Like, he looked really, really darn good. It was weird too, though, because at times, like, finding that balance is going to be weird for them because him and Zach were getting going, but, at times the team offense kind of bogged down. So I'm interested to see what that looks like moving forward.
Yeah. DeRozan was 12 of 13 from the free throw line. The Bulls were 31 of 35 from the free throw line. And the Pistons only shot 17 free throws, which the coaching staff of the Pistons wasn't too happy about that after the game. However, it was interesting watching the Pistons because they were just showing their athleticism throughout the game. Cade Cunningham was great for a majority of this game. He finished with 22 and 6 assists. I thought he was awesome. Hamidou Diallo was getting his athleticism in the game. He had two like big time highlight dunks. But other than that, there wasn't a whole lot cooking for the Pistons. I felt like this was a game that they could have won if they would have gotten a better showing from Jeremy Grant or Sadiq Bey or even Marvin Bagley, who's played well since he's been with the Pistons, but they just didn't have enough juice.
Yeah, no, 100%. Cade continues to be awesome. Like, I mean, he has seemingly made a leap every month, every week. And recently it's been just creating out of the mid-range. James Edwards wrote about that recently, really great piece that I encourage people to read. And he put that on display again tonight. I mean, turnovers were a problem, but part of that's on his teammates. The screening's been, man, they really missed Isaiah Stewart tonight. But, you know, credit to them for even being close, that they've been winning since the All-Star break. But I agree, they definitely needed a little bit more from Grant and Bay.
Vucevic was back in the lineup tonight, and he had a hamstring injury in which they let him come back tonight, but only let him play in 6-minute increments, which is just kind of strange because you usually see Vuce out there for a little bit longer. Let's go to the rest of the games tonight. There were a few games that were good, lots of blowouts, but we'll start with the good games. The Clippers, with some clutch shots from Reggie Jackson and Nick Batum, beat the Wizards 115 to 109. Reggie Jackson with 31, 3, and 7. Mark, is there a guy that does more and gets less attention than Reggie Jackson?
It's hard to find somebody, man. Like, even just the Clippers in general, that they've been this good this year compared to, you know, I mean, Paul's been out for most of the season. Kawhi hasn't played a game, and they've just been rock steady, especially after the trade deadline as well. I mean, I always have appreciation for anybody who wears goggles in the NBA, and especially with him bringing his swag back the way that he has the last couple of years. Starting point guard, man.
SPG. That's right.
Never forget.
Oh my gosh. I will never forget. The Magic defeat the Pelicans 108 to 102. Cole Anthony finishes with 19 points. Prior to the tip, the Pelicans announced that Brandon Ingram will miss at least a week with a strained right hamstring. The Hawks battled back, but it wasn't enough. They fell to the Bucks 124 to 115. Giannis with a cool 43, 12, and 5. Is there anything Giannis can do to get in this MVP debate?
I don't even know what to say. Like, he should be in it. Like, that he hasn't been to an extent has been wild to me. Like, he's only gotten better. Like, he's quietly become a pretty good pull-up mid-range shooter this year, and it's really added to his pacing in the half court, and somehow it goes under the radar still. He's been ridiculous, man.
It goes under the radar because Jokic puts up a ho-hum 38, 18, and 7 tonight as the Nuggets squeak past the Kings 106 to 100. The Kings are without Domantas Sabonis, who was suspended by the league. The Kings have lost 8 of their last 10. Mark, when will the pain end for the Kings fans? When will you predict? Predict it now. What year are the Kings making the playoffs?
Are we including the play-in?
No.
Oh, straight up playoffs.
Okay, big boy playoffs. Big boy playoffs.
I'd like to say 2 years from now. I will go 2 years from now because I do think that they added an all-star, so we'll see what happens. But I'm feeling generous today.
Yeah, that feels optimistic. Okay, now we enter the blowout portion of the Daily Ding. We're still looking for a sponsor, maybe a diaper company or something, but blowout portion of the Daily Ding.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
The Kings embarrassed the Mavs 107-77. I thought like my computer broke when I was looking at this score. Dallas native Julius Randle scored 26 points as the Knicks won their 5th consecutive game in Dallas. Fred VanVleet put up 26 points, and the Raptors absolutely punked the Spurs, 119-104. This will delay Greg Popovich's coronation as the winningest coach in NBA history. Popovich is tied with Don Nelson currently with 1,335 regular season victories. On Friday, the Spurs play Utah. Saturday, they have the Pacers. Monday, they have the Timberwolves. Mark, when is he getting the record?
I'm going to go with the Pacers. I don't see it happening against Utah. The Pacers are ripe to get absolutely run over by a team that's looking for a win. So they've found a way to luck themselves out of some close games recently. So I would bet on that game.
The Timberwolves silence the Thunder 102-132. Malik Beasley sets a franchise record with the most made threes in a game with 11. This is the third time in the past three games the Thunder have had an opponent make 22 or more threes, which has just been just remarkable to watch. The Suns beat the Heat 111-90 as Devin Booker returns and gets a near triple-double, 23-8-9. Jason Tatum continues this insane stretch of scoring as he put up 44 points on 24 shots. The Celtics just smashed the Hornets, 115-101. Mark, are you a Celtics believer?
I am a Celtics believer, and let me say I have been. I have never been packed up more than when I tweeted in January that Jason Tatum was a top 15 player this year. Yes. People came for me. I have the receipts still. I knew this team had something there. I didn't expect it to unfold the way that it has, but I mean, I really buy their defensive foundation. Every time that they've been a top 10 defense over the last 3 years, if I remember correctly, they've made the Eastern Conference Finals. So I see it with them. I don't know if they're going to end up getting that far, but they definitely have the code to get, you know, a decent ways into the playoffs.
Yeah. The Blazers started Drew Eubanks, Elijah Hughes, Brandon Williams, Josh Hart, and CJ Ellaby. and they lost by 38 to the Jazz. And that's going to do it for today's show. Point of contention is up next. Mark, get us out of here.
Ding, ding.